嘿，各位，清明节快乐！欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。今天要跟大家分享的这首歌是戳爷的《Strawberries and Cigarettes》，这首歌是由我们的可友 Original 点播的。好，接下来咱们就一起去把这首歌听一遍吧。
First met, you said light my cigarette. So I lied to my mom and dad. I jumped the fence and I ran. But we couldn't go very far, 'cause you locked your keys in your car. So you sat and stared at my lips, and I could already feel your kiss. All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes.Always tastes like you. Red lights on me, racing through 60. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always tastes like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always tastes like you. Remember when you taught me fate?Said it'd all be worth the wait. Like that night in the back of the cab, when your fingers walked in my hand. Next day nothing on my phone, but I can still smell you on my clothes. I was hoping that things had changed, but we went right back to your games. All nights and daydreams, sugar and smoke rings. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettesAlways taste like you. Red lights on me, racing through 60. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, light eyes and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like you. And even if I runStrawberries and cigarettes always taste like you. You always leave me wanting more. I can't shake my hunger for strawberries and cigarettes always taste like you. Yeah, they always taste like you. You. Long nightsDaydreams with that sugar and smoke rings always taste like you. Red lights on me, racing through 60. I've been a fool for strawberries and cigarettes. Always taste like blue eyes, black jeans, lighters and candy. I've been a fool for strawberries.
音乐之后欢迎回来，如果大家喜欢 Original 同学推荐的这首 Strawberries and Cigarettes 可以到网盘下载。好，接下来是我们英语知识分享的部分。今天要跟大家聊一聊清明节啊，因为正值清明节嘛。那清明节它的英语名字叫做Tomb Sweeping Day, 或者直接就是清明。 Let's talk about it now. 我们先来看第一部分呢，关于清明节这个主题咱们会分几期节目讲，今天是第一期。我们来看第一句话，关于清明节简单的介绍。他说有一个特殊的节日叫做扫墓日或者清明节，那它会持续三天，连续三天呢。我们看一下它对应的英文句子。 FortThree days in a row, there is a special festival called Tomb Sweeping Day or 清明。我们来看一下这句话。For three days in a row, for 我们都知道它是一个介词，后面加一个时间段。三天 In a row, row 是名词，表示行或者排。那 in a row 就是诶，在一行里面成一排。那其实这个短语的意思是连续接连，就是接连三天这个节日会。There is a special festival， 有一个啊特殊的节日。Called， 一个过去分词，表被动，被叫做。大家记住这种用法，一个名词后面接了一个动词的过去分词，那它就表示前面这个名词被怎样怎样啊。这个地方 A special festival called， 一个特殊的节日被叫做，后面被叫做什么？ Tomb Sweeping Day， Tomb 突突突，然后加一个这个 B 是不发音的。 Tomb 是坟墓的意思。 Sweep SWEEP， 小学生都学过的，这是一个动词，表示清扫。那 Tomb Sweeping Day 就是扫墓日 or 清明，按照我们汉语的说法。还有这句话的意思就是有个特殊的节日叫做扫墓日或者清明节，会连续持续三天。又或者咱们可以换句话，有个会持续三天的节日叫做扫墓日或者清明节，有个会持续三天的特殊的节日叫做扫墓日或者清明节。刚刚讲了 in a row 是连续的意思啊，我们来多看几个例句，熟悉一下它的用法。第一个，这是他连续获得的第三次胜利。首先有两点，第一个是他的第三次胜利，还有一个就是连续三次了。 This is her third win in a row。This is her third win in a row， 它是一个副词词组啊， in a row 连续的。好，下面如果连续三天不出门的话我会疯掉。 If I'm inside for 3 days in a row I go crazy， 如果连续三天不出来我会发疯。好，这第一句简单介绍了一下，其实我那个音频里面他说的是两天呢，但是那个音频应该是比较早期他做的节目，是一个外国人做的节目，所以我改了一下，所以等会儿大家听这个音频的时候可能会听到说 for 2 days in a row， 那其实我们的清明节是三天假日嘛，对吧，所以我把这个 two 改成了三呢，要符合我们的现状。 for 3 days in a row 会持续三天，连续三天都有这样一个节日，这个节日会连续庆祝三天。好，接下来看第二句话。第一句话把这个清明节的名字交代了，对不对，还把它的一个长短给说出来了。 3 days， 它有两个名字， Tomb Sweeping Day or 清明。我们来看第二个信息。 It is a statutory holiday and it is the only statutory holiday of the traditional 24 solar terms。 那这句话里面大家应该会听到一个生词啊，就是 statutory， 这个它这个形容词是表示法定的。It is a statutory holiday， 意思就是说它是一个法定的节日。And it is the only statutory holiday， 并且它是唯一的一个法定节日。好，后面有个从属关系，用介词 of 引出来 ，of the traditional 24 solar terms。稍微讲一下后面这个 the traditional 24 solar terms， 说一下 solar 它是跟阳历的或者跟太阳光相关的。这个 term 我们都知道它可以表示学期，对不对，它作为名词还可以表示术语专有名词，所以这个 solar terms 它放在一起就是节气的意思啊，节气。那后面这个短语 the traditional 24 solar term 意思就是说传统24节气呀。好，我们来看一下生词 statutory， 重音在第一个音节上啊， statutory 形容词，表示法定的、法令的。比如说句子里面这个一个法定假日 a statutory， 刚刚差点读错，因为我看这个 u 我就会很自然把它发成一个 u 音呢，它读作 a 音。 statutory holiday。 好，句子 主管部门没有履行自己的法定职责 The authority failed to carry out its statutory duties Failed to do something 就是没有做到某件事情 Carry out 是实施实行的意思啊，履行好刚刚讲过了The traditional 24 solar terms 意思就是传统24节气的意思啊那大家把这个重点记一下 statutory 这个单词啊法定的什么法定的什么对吧那这句话就交代了说这个24节气当中清明节它是一个法定的节日啊再完整看一下这句话 It is a statutory holiday and it is the only statutory holiday of the traditional 24 solar terms 好我们接下来看看第三句今天咱们要分享的关于清明节的还有一个什么信息呢 During this period the weather turns warmer and sometimes drizzly and all of the plants start germinating 有生词对不对我们先看一下第一个生词啊 drizzle D-R-I-Z-Z-L-E 它是一个动词表示下小雨的意思啊那这个地方呢它是一个形容词 drizzly drizzly D-R-I-Z-Z-L-Y drizzly 形容词表示下毛毛雨啊下毛毛雨那还有后面这个 germinate G-E-R-M-I-N-A-T-E Germinate 它是一个动词表示发芽生长啊 Start to grow Sprout 有点类似于我们的那个豆芽的那个单词 Sprout Sprout 可以作为名词表示芽也可以做动词表示发芽的意思啊好 During this period During 我们都知道它是一个介词表示在什么什么期间嘛那在 This period 在这个时期内啊The weather 我读到这句话的时候我就有点想起那个什么清明时节雨纷纷的那句话 The weather turns warmer 三月份差不多是春天跟夏天的一个过渡的一个月份哈，所以他说这个天气开始变暖天气变暖 The weather turns warmer And sometimes 并且有的时候 drizzly因为它是一个形容词所以这个 drizzly 它接的动词是前面这个 turn 变得要记得这个 turn 呢它是一个实义动词表示翻滚那它也可以做系动词表示变化的意思的它有变化这样一个中文意思所以它是 turns drizzly 并且有的时候它会变得就是阴雨绵绵的像毛毛雨并且最后咱们看一下三月的它一个特征呢季节特征就是 all of the plants 所有的植物 start germinating 开始做一件事情做什么事情发芽好这句话的意思就是说在这段时间呢天气会变暖有的时候会像毛毛雨所有的植物都开始发芽好了以上呢就是咱们今天这一期节目的所有内容了再次感谢 Original 同学的歌曲的推荐那他做了一个表率大家也可以跟着来通过关注 Linda 的微信公众号然后进行你想听什么歌曲你觉得特别好听然后你把歌曲名字和这个他的歌手名字发给我这样我才能找到正确的歌曲啊一定要记得歌手名字一定要发好了非常感谢各位的倾听和陪伴我是 Linda 如果喜欢我可以关注我不喜欢我也可以哈哈不鸟我好了今天就这么多 Love you guys 下期见
Hey everybody, check out my willow wreath. Isn't it beautiful? I made it when I was out hiking with my Chinese friends.For 2 days in a row, there is a special festival called Tomb Sweeping Day, or Qingming. It is a statutory holiday, and it is the only statutory holiday of the traditional 24 solar terms. Today, I want to talk to you about Qingming Festival. During this period, the weather turns warmer and sometimes drizzly, and all of the plants start germinating. The Qingming observance originated way back in ancient China. Chinese people use this traditional holiday to give thanks to their ancestors, to cherish the memory of departed relatives, to cultivate filial piety, and to reconnect with family members. Besides demonstrating respect to their ancestors, people also take this opportunity to travel together and go on long walks in parks and in the outskirts of the city. Children play together and use willow branches to make things. They pick wild flowers and are free to play as much as they want. So there's another nickname for Qingming Festival, Ta Qing, which literally means to walk on the green grass. There's a famous scroll painting called Along the River during the Qingming Festival. It vividly depicts a bustling scene full of people spending Qingming Festival in the capital of the Song Dynasty. Wow! I had no idea that China already had such a large population way back in the day. Kind of makes me think of the Beijing subway during rush hour. Although cherishing the memory of departed relatives and friends can make people feel sad, it really feels quite nice to walk on the green grass during the Qingming Festival. The festival and the spring outing really pair up quite nicely together. There are lots of fun traditional activities that Chinese people enjoy during their spring outing. For example, planting trees, swinging on swings, or playing an ancient Chinese football game called Cuju. A romantic pastime in China is to go on a traditional Chinese-style swing, and I really like it, even though I always end up going alone. You know, I would love to do all those activities that I just mentioned, but I just don't have time. You know, time management isn't my strong suit, but we can try. Hey guys, how about we go walk on that green grass together? Come with me.